Well, there's certainly been a lot of Doctor Who stuff on the telly of late, and the intertubes. The Night of the Doctor was a brief little prologue to this one.
6 minute.
Yes. Which was mainly surprising because the Doctor featured.
And Paul McGann. He was the Paul McGann Doctor, which was great fun. Way much better than the movie he was in.
Yeah, I watched that recently. Yeah, it was pretty grim. There was a thing called the Five-ish Doctors, which had a hashtag of Fish Doctor, which explains what happened to the Doctors that didn't appear in the special. There was a lovely little documentary by Mark Gatiss called Adventures in Time and Space, which looked back to the very first few episodes of Doctor Who, the first
David,
3 years or so.
David Bradley playing William Hartnell. David Bradley,
and he did a wonderful job.
People might know as Filch from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Or he's also very grumpy.
And there are a 2-hour retrospective.
A name which eludes me, but it was introed by Jenna Coleman and Matt Smith, kind of amusingly, and basically just ran through all the various Doctors and incarnations and history. And then there were four or so specials that were clearly designed for the Americans to
bring them up to speed.
Yeah. And some of those bits were quite good if you could get around the repetition that they constantly do for Americans.
That's because they have an ad in between.
Yes, yes. Exactly. Yeah.
But the Five-ish Doctors was an absolute delight. The basic premise being that three of the earlier Doctors really wanted to be in the 70th anniversary special.
Colin Baker,
Peter Davidson,
and Sylvester McCoy.
Yeah.
And kind of Paul McGann, who showed up in that as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And their calls weren't being returned by Stephen Moffat. And so they decide to pick at the BBC, and then they're told, well, you know, it's BBC Wales, what are you picking the London office for?
Told by John Barrowman.
Yes.
Basically, everyone who's ever had anything to do with Who, modern Who, is in it.
Who was hanging around at the time.
Yes.
And, and descendants of every Doctor Who, pretty
just
much.
About, yeah. Yes.
It was very for the fans, but it was kind of cute.
Yeah, so eventually it turns into sort of a caper movie how these three Doctors will manage to steal and Beagle creep into the set and appear in the anniversary special.
I really enjoyed it and just thought it was a bit wasted being just an online thing. I think it deserved more coverage than that.
I agree. I think it deserved more coverage as well.
I have no doubt because, it's interesting because it's actually written by Peter Davidson. But it is an official BBC production.
His daughter, Georgia Moffat.
Yeah. Who has a lovely little cameo role in it.
She does. For anyone who doesn't know, she's married to David Tennant.
Yes. So Peter Davidson asked his daughter to get a favour from David Tennant, so he'll open the door up so they can sneak into the set. She is at the moment in the middle of labour, so yeah, while she's talking to David Tennant, he sort of forgets that she's in labour and says, oh, I'm bloody father-in-law now, or I will do it for him, and that's it. It's a delight. It's on the internet, on the BBC site, go and have a look at it.
Don't try and look at it on your iPad because it won't play.
But it will play on your
laptop or your desktop.
Or your desktop, yep. The Five-ish Doctors, hashtag the Fish Doctor.
Yep.
Well worth seeing. The other one worth catching is Adventures in Time and Space.
Which I haven't had a chance to see yet.
Yeah, it's about an hour and a half long.
Yeah.
It's beautifully done.
I've certainly heard good things about it. Everything I've heard was very positive, except it was apparently sad. But ignoring the sad bit,
it probably was sad. I would imagine it was. The special, the 2-hour retrospective, if you know your history, just watch the first 5 minutes where Jenna Coleman basically works into the TARDIS and Matt Smith is running around going, who are you? And she's going, right, you did it, didn't you? You forgot to do this before you did that thing. So that's kind of cute, actually.
I was a bit disappointed by what I saw of it. I didn't feel it focused on the old companions as much as it should have. But
no, that's probably very true. It had some cute bits and it had some useful bits. And
the Five-ish Doctors had just about everybody who's involved in the show, isn't it?
That was one of the best attached.
I'm looking forward to someone who's going to produce the annotated version of the Five-ish Doctors and the 70th anniversary because there were lots of things. The 50th anniversary because there were lots of little things.
I'm sure
there'll
be a 70th anniversary.
It's very likely.
Yes. I want the annotated version.
Yep, absolutely.